Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Nearly 54,000 jobs in South Dakota are tied to the visitor industry. As South Dakotans across the state study the art and science of hospitality, we catch up with South Dakota Secretary of Tourism, Jim Hagan. He's on the phone now from Pierre. Welcome back, Secretary Hagan. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Lori. It's great to join you today. It's a beautiful day in Pierre today. This is probably the most beautiful spring day we've had. So thanks for having me on.
Nice. I imagine that at this particular time of year, I know you're busy all year, and I imagine you just stepping outside and looking at some of the things that are happening and just saying, it's working, as the visitors start coming and all the preparation starts to pay off at a particular time of year. How do you look at this beginning of summer time of year yourself?
Right, yeah. This is, as you said, an incredibly busy time. It seems like year-round now we're busy, and we love that.
Right.
But I think it's, I'm feeling really good about this summer. All indicators are that it's going to be a very special season for us. And some of the things that we're looking at to gauge that optimism on are, we look at website visits to travelsouthdakota.com. Lori, they're up 104% from last year at this time. The number of our organic traffic to our site is up 22% over last year at this time. And email signups, twice a month we send what we call travel smart emails to visitors around the United States, just talking about what's going on in South Dakota and what we have to offer. Those signups are up 46% over last year at this time. So those are just three indicators that we look at, but those are really strong indicators for us in terms of the interest in South Dakota and the interest in our state traveling to South Dakota. So, there are other things that we're keeping a close eye on. We look at the unemployment rate. We know that jobless claims hit a 45-year low not long ago. The economy added another 13,000 jobs I was reading not long ago in February alone. So more jobs, there's more income, consumer confidence, all the surveys that have been done in recent months. People are feeling really good about the economy. So gas prices, although they've been inching up now over the last month and a half, and they might inch up a little bit more, but they're supposed to plateau here soon. So everything is in place for it to be a really strong summer. And we feel good about our marketing. We feel good about the markets we're in. We have so much interest in this state, Lori. We're actually going to be at the nation's largest travel trade show starting in Denver, Colorado this weekend. And we have appointments with group tour operators and journalists and others who are interested in South Dakota. Last year at the show, which was held in Washington, D.C., we had 95 appointments over 2 days. We're already at 110 appointments before the show starts. Last year, we had 25 appointments with travel writers and journalists. We have 40 this year. So the level of interest in our state is just, it's there, and it's growing, and that excites us.
When you talk about the website visits and the new email sign-ups, are you doing any different strategies within the department that you say, yeah, that's working and we're measuring it like this? Or is it more based on, the economy and other things that are happening sort of outside of your control?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think there are two factors for why we're seeing the level of interest growing and we're seeing that organic traffic to the website and the email signups and the vacation guide requests. Part of it is the economy, and part of it is people just wanting to get out and travel this summer. So that we love to see that, because that sentiment isn't always there every peak summer season. But this year, like I said, all the stars have aligned. Two, we implemented this year for the first time some new research technologies. And what we're doing in a nutshell, it gets a little complicated, but what we're doing in a nutshell is we see the audiences that either come to our state or come to our website and visit, either through TravelSouthDakota.com or interacting with us on our social media platforms. We have technology now that we're implementing to go and find lookalike audiences that have the same interests as these visitors who are coming to our website. And we go out and target lookalike audiences who have those same interests. So say someone comes to our website and they land on four different pages on our website. One was an outdoor page. One was on tribal tourism or tribal culture. One was on culinary. we can go and find audiences that have those same interests and look like those same audiences that have already visited us and start targeting them as well digitally. It's a partnership that we have with one of our marketing firms. It's in concert with Experian. We also have another research tool, which we're calling the Visitor Enhancement Program, which, again, once we find those lookalike audiences, we start niching them into segments, and then we start marketing to them based upon their interests. So instead of giving them a general South Dakota message, if we see that they landed on four specific pages and one, like I said, was culinary, we'll start hitting them with culinary messages, whether it be through email or through digital means. It's really fun. It's sophisticated. We're just starting to use it. But I think that is accounting, too, that we're finding a better qualified audience than we ever have before.
Tell me about this upcoming Midwest Living magazine spread. That sounds exciting.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we are so excited about this. So last week, we held what was called Midwest Living Road Rally, and they put an emphasis on the Black Hills of South Dakota. We called it Chasing Legends. And what it was is we hosted the chief editor of Midwest Living magazine, the chief creative director, one of their top photographers, and their national travel director. We spent 4 days traversing the Black Hills and Badlands region chasing legends, whether it be at Bear Butte State Park, Crazy Horse Memorial, Historic Deadwood, Badlands National Park, just taking that path, following those legendary people or legendary places in South Dakota. They had an amazing time. In fact, we just heard from the chief editor yesterday. He said this is supposed to be a 9-page spread coming up in the June-July issue, which will be out, I think, in about 3 weeks. We're actually going to add 2 pages because we have so much content. They were blown away by South Dakota. Now, the chief editor knows this state well, but I think he even saw it in a different light than he ever had before. And because of this trip, we're also going to see editorial content in every single Midwest Living magazine from now until the end of the year. And that's about 3.5 million readers. And that's a great audience for us because, again, it's targeted to the upper Midwest and people who will know about South Dakota or have an interest in South Dakota. So what a great week. That was in concert with National Travel and Tourism Week last week, too, where we were all across the state celebrating the impact of travel and tourism on South Dakota. So it was a busy week, but we had a ton of fun, and it was great to put a spotlight on South Dakota.
Some ongoing training in the state, too, as far as being as part of the hospitality and visitor industry. Is that just a year-round thing?
It is, yes. We have a hospitality program, and actually we just revamped it, an online hospitality training that our partners around the state, businesses can take advantage of with their frontline workers or their management as well. But we also provide grants to communities, especially at this time of year, to provide hospitality training to their workers. And whether they're at a convention and visitors bureau, a chamber, or a frontline business in the industry, we provide these grants so they can bring in special trainers and special speakers to talk to their staff about the importance of hosting visitors and what to do and what not to do. And so, yeah, it's this is always such a fun time, like I said, of the year, because there's a lot going on and we're really gearing up for the summer travel season.
We're talking with South Dakota State Secretary of Tourism, Jim Hagan, and we just have about a minute left, but I'm wondering if you can give us an update on the H-2B visa sort of challenges that some folks, especially in the Black Hills, are having. Where are we at? Where does that stand now?
So from my understanding right now, thank you, Lori, that's such a great question. It's so timely. It doesn't matter where you go across the state, especially in the Black Hills region, every business, help wanted, workers needed. It's one of our, if not our most pressing issues. So we do know that a couple months ago when Congress passed the spending bill, there was a provision in there to allow the Secretary of Homeland Security and the Secretary of Labor to raise that H-2B cap to allow more temporary foreign workers into the country. So they have the authority to do it. My understanding is that cap will be raised. I don't have a date. I'm hoping it's soon, but my fear is we're getting late. It's late in the season already, and to bring in these temporary workers at this time, which probably takes 6 weeks to process the paperwork, hopefully not that long, but the discretion is there for both secretaries to raise that cap. So, Senator Thune, Senator Rounds, Representative Noem have worked so hard on this. They know how vital it is to our economy and our industry. So we're just keeping our fingers crossed. We've written letters. We've made phone calls to both the Secretary of Labor and the Secretary of Homeland Security. And again, working closely with our congressional delegation, we're just hoping it can be done quickly.
South Dakota Secretary of Tourism Jim Hagan, thank you so much for being here with us. We appreciate your time. Enjoy the day.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, Lori.